Good afternoon. You're with Planet FM and this is Musings. My name is Noel.
And I'm Mimi.
On Musings, we give you music to listen to and something to muse about. So what are we going to be musing about today?
Our thought of the day will begin with a question. What type of thinker are you?
Shaving razors cool and in of me as a white knight on his steed. Now you know how happy I can be. Oh, and our good time starts and then without our love one to stand. But how much, baby, do
type of thinker are you? Do you think logically, carefully and mathematically? Or is your thinking asymmetric, fluid, spontaneous? An early English explorer was tasked with mapping a route to a legendary silver deposit across the vast Canadian interior. Naturally, he calculated the fastest route, direct as possible. But the problem was that such a route would see him having to traverse vast open plains. And since the journey was slow and would require travel during the winter, these plains were covered in ice and quite barren. They were also devoid of game during the winter, and so his team had to carry all their supplies, which amounted to quite a lot. So they eventually ran out, long before they reached their destination. He restocked and tried again on three separate occasions, but each time they had to turn back or starve. After running out of ideas, they were advised to speak to an Indian chief who was a seasoned explorer. The chief told our Englishman his thinking was all wrong. It was far too logical and linear. "What you must do," said the chief, "is to think circular and follow the seasons. Start your journey in winter," he said. "Head south, not north, and follow the tree line around the tundra. That is where the game is, so you will always have game to provide food. When spring arrives, you can then change direction, but again let the seasons guide you and follow the herds." So, on the fourth expedition, they travelled light, took little supplies, and lived off the land quite easily. Several months later, they arrived at their destination and in fine shape. A circle has no beginning or end point. It turns like a wheel, so it relates to motion. In the case of our explorer, it related to the endless motion of the seasons. The Indian chief knew how to live in harmony with these natural cycles and how to profit from their dependable rhythms, whereas the highly educated, civilized man thought in straight lines and squares. Nowhere in nature do we find straight lines, and randomness is in fact the norm. Asymmetric thinking, or circular thinking, is mental improvisation. As the situation changes, so too does the solution. That is not to say, however, that linear thinking is of no value. What we need to understand is how and when to use it. Sometimes we beat ourselves to a mental pulp trying to solve a problem and just can't make any progress. We can end up in a downward spiral towards depression because we are insisting that something can only be done in one way. A way to break out of this trap is to just stop thinking altogether and go for a walk or do something else that is mainly physical rather than mental. Sometimes doing the complete opposite of what logic demands unlocks the mind like magic, and a solution presents itself left field. You can indeed sleep on it, and you'll be surprised at what solution comes to you early in the morning or when you are least expecting it. Much of our thinking is determined by patterns of behavior and beliefs, many of which are formulaic and force our thinking in certain channels. But life does not rely on a formula. Fluid thinking is the ability to let go and learn to dance. Problem solving should be enjoyable, but actually it must be enjoyable. If it becomes a misery, we have lost the plot and need to stop, even if that means walking away for a time and completely forgetting you even have a problem. Of course, walking away never means washing one's hands of the problem or passing it on to someone else, because this is not solving anything. And every problem is really just a solution waiting to be found. If linear doesn't work, try random. But whatever you call it, try a different approach. So what is if everyone is telling you there is only one way? Discover a new way. Discover your own way. Rely less on reason and more on imagination. Look at the problem from different angles, but always understand that the solution is never going to come from outside, because every problem contains within its makeup its resolution. Sometimes we think we are looking for a solution, when in fact what we are really looking to do is to understand the question. Because in seeking to understand the question, we very often find that the solution presents itself as if it was obvious all along, with almost no effort.
I'm Noel.
And I'm Mimi. Tune in at the same time next Wednesday for more musings.